Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
And this is Music from the Tower. This is Sean Romeri, your host, and we have a very special show today with all sorts of guests, and we're going to start with our very first one, Stephen Petronak.
Hello, John.
Hello, Stephen. It is great to have you. Stephen is the president of the National Association of Pastoral Musicians. Tell our listeners what on earth that is.
Well, the National Association of Pastoral Musicians is a national association that is a 501c3. It's a not-for-profit association.
All musicians are not-for-profit. Come on.
And NPM serves a membership of about 5,300 people, those people being musicians and those leaders of prayer in the Catholic Church across America.
Mostly parish musicians.
Yes,
right?
That is correct.
Well, this is an association that's been around for almost 30 years, right?
Actually, it's 40 years, more than 40
years. Wow, okay.
Yes. So it found its roots at a time when the Vatican II changes in liturgy had been made, and there was a tremendous amount of excitement and energy around the new Mass and people singing and becoming a part of the liturgy in a different way. And it served and grew out of that that excitement and that newness.
And its founder, Father Virgil Funk, has been on our Music from the Tower show. We had a whole episode with Father Funk, and it was wonderful finding out all about the very early history. And I was part of that early history. So, and it was sort of fun to hear it from the founder's mouth. So it's really wonderful to have what is now the third president and CEO of this wonderful organization right here in the studio. Thanks for being here. I am so happy to actually meet you. Officially, we're kind of meeting on the radio here, everyone. So its purpose is to train parish musicians, is to help parish musicians, is to unionize parish musicians. What's its purpose?
So NPM, the mission statement of NPM is that it fosters the art of sung prayer. And so anything that falls under that definition, we're finding that more than anything, it is a place where people can come and connect. Those people who across the country serve in parishes and can connect with other musicians who have the same war stories and new and different war stories and experiences, that connection piece is very huge.
And how do they connect? Conventions, workshops?
Conventions, workshops. NPM is growing in the area of technology and Facebook development and social media, and but the convention is one of the largest places that we have that connection, that face-to-face connection
with
each other.
Where typically thousands of people come together for a whole week-long gathering?
Yes, and it offers the opportunity for new friends to meet each other and old friends to connect, and all under the guise of learning and growing together.
And praying together.
And praying together.
Right. Well, it's the largest music association anywhere, and it certainly has been a big part of my life, I think a big part of any Catholic musician. You're in town because you just had a big colloquium in Las Vegas.
Yes.
So you had some folks gathered there to study and pray?
We did. We had over 80 people. Again, mostly musicians, though we had a few priests and a few pastoral associates that were present, but mostly musicians. And we had a tremendous speaker this year, Paul Ford, who led us
from right here in Southern California, will I add.
And he did 3 days of teaching with us, and it was marvelous. It was a really great time together.
Oh, I was very sorry not to be there. But I'm certain it was excellent.
Yeah,
Paul is just sensational. We're so proud that he's right here from our seminary and does work here all over Southern California, really all over the nation. What a great guy. We're going to talk more about that when we have another segment later on in the show about DMMD and just what that is. But NPM, the National Association of Pastoral Musicians, you said there are about 5,500 members.
Yep, just shy.
And so that's that's a little down from where it was in my day. I remember we were almost trying to hit the 10,000 mark. So does that mean there are less pastoral musicians around, less church musicians? Are there less churches? What's going on?
Yes and yes. we definitely have seen a downturn, mostly due to the downsizing of churches and dioceses, the closing of some churches, the mergerings, the clusters that have occurred. And so we have felt that within our association. But we're realizing that there is a tremendous opportunity that we have, too, because while MPM has served musicians pretty much across the nation, we've not done a real good job of connecting with those communities of different ethnicities, the diversity piece has not been something that we've been able to figure out. So,
well, welcome to Southern California.
Boy, am I learning.
This is my fourth cathedral, and I've had Spanish masses before at the other two cathedrals, but nothing like I experience here on the campus. This was I'm now into my third year of being the music director here at Christ Cathedral, and there's absolutely nothing that's in my comfort zone. You know, it's a total awakening about what the church is like.
I was thrilled
to have a couple hundred people in Center City, Philadelphia for Mass on a Sunday, and here we have 12,000. That's a whole different world for me. If we had a big convention, we'd go a little higher, you know, but many of my cathedrals and many of our parishes are not seeing. My wife's in a great big parish in Center City, Philadelphia. And if they have 500 people at a Mass, it's a miracle.
Absolutely. And we at MPM are positioning ourselves as learners at this point in time in our history where we need to learn what it is that these other ethnicities, the richness within these ethnicities, have to bring to MPM before we can think about what it is that we have to bring to them.
Right.
And so we're beginning that process of attempting to create relationships and get to know people. And so as a leader, I am going in as a learner.
And as music director at Christ Cathedral, I had to do the same thing.
I bet.
You know, the traditionalist in me wanted to just come and have everybody sing Palestrina and chant, you know, but I quickly found out that that's not in their comfort zone.
Sure.
You know, it just wasn't part of who they were. And so taking who they are and combining that with who we are as Roman Catholics is a big challenge.
Sure.
You know, one that we're trying to take on, but yet is a tough nut to crack.
And so when we look at our numbers, of members in our association, we're actually beginning to look at the opportunity that exists out there, because while NPM is seen as the National Catholic Association for Musicians, we're only in about 30% of the churches, and that might even be high. So there's tremendous opportunity here for NPM to grow membership, to as we learn, as we create relationships with these different cultures and different culture groups, that we can find our place within these different cultures and churches. So we're looking at it as an opportunity.
Yeah. And part of it is just that learning curve of being open to new, you know, redefining yourself is what keeps any company strong or any association. Well, it is an exciting time, I think, for church musicians. All the way back to my Pittsburgh days, we began to merge churches, have, you know, parish centers or worship sites, all these funny words we've used for we're going to close your parish.
Right.
And, you know, it's a challenge, but yet it's a thrilling time to take four parishes that had these little part-time or perhaps very untrained or whatever musicians they were, and be able to say to all these priests and this new pastor of these combined churches, okay, now you have the budget for a full-time person, a trained person. Let's take all these choirs and put them together. You know, let's combine all of our pianos and organs and resources and music libraries. And, you know, as a diocesan director of music and previous places, especially not here. We're adding parishes, but in the East, you know, we were constantly, a big part of my job was going to these parishes and having to do inventories, having to do retreats with all these different choir members, none of whom were happy to lose their parish.
Sure.
You know, and to somehow make nicey-nicey to all these people and to
what
get them to play nicely together and to introduce them to the person who had been chosen as their brand new musician to lead them and, you know, make them feel part of the diocese and that this was actually going to be okay. And how exciting it is now to sing in a 40-voice choir instead of a 10-voice choir. You know, so there were lots of challenges, but it was exciting times too. So I'm certain that NPM is going to see these exciting times as, you know, a challenge, but very cool for all of us.
Yeah, and a great opportunity.
Well, and a great opportunity by having Steve Petronek as the new president. It's excellent. And in our next segment, we're going to find out a lot more about who you are and what you bring to the table and how NPM has grown just in the year of your leadership. Has it been a full year?
Not quite. Well, since I was announced, yes, but I was just made the president May 1st, so it's not been a full year.
Not a year yet, so we're going to find out just exactly what it is. But this is a music show, and we want to hear some music. And we're going to find out what piece we're going to listen to and why we're listening to it. This is a piece by Will Todd, yes?
Yes. It's called My Lord Will Come, and it is a piece that is going to be used this year at our Baltimore convention. We have a DMMD Institute that is going to be happening there. And we have Dr. Jerry Blackstone as our choral leader.
Who is just a fabulous musician. What a wonderful choral.
We're very excited about this.
I'm going to sign up for this myself. I can't wait.
Yeah. And so this is a piece that they will be using. It's a choral piece, a four-part choral piece that is beautiful. You will love it.
And this is the Northwestern University Chorale performing this.
That is correct.
But soon we'll be performing this at the Baltimore Convention. Well, this is Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio. You are listening to a whole episode today about the National Association of Pastoral Musicians. And we'll be right back and find out a lot more about this association. Stay tuned. This is Music from the Tower, and we have Steve Petronek, the president and CEO. That sounds way fancier than I play the organ for Jesus. it just sounds fabulous. You are the president and CEO of the National Association of Pastoral Musicians. Let's talk about Stephen. Tell us about your background. Are you a musician?
I am a musician. I studied guitar, actually, from age 7 until 16 with a marvelous teacher out in the Detroit area. And
so you're a Michigan native?
I'm a Michigan native.
My wife, too. Yeah, nice.
Both classically and jazz trained, which nowadays guitar instruction is completely different than what it was back when I was studying as a child. And so I actually started at a parish playing when I was age 15, and it was a marvelous place to get to know people who are older than me, young kids, young adults, and a great place to be recognized for playing guitar.
Every parish choir.
So that's how
it's a community within the community.
Right. That's how I got started and was invited into a folk group at the time. And so I started at a very young age, and my brother was playing along with me, and he left the church after about 2 months. And I was in the same church for 43 years.
Wow. Okay, 43 years.
43 years.
You don't let that. You don't look even 43 years old here. That's a pretty good deal. And the very same parish. Okay, I replaced a man in St. Louis that had been there 52 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It was amazing. Talk about a dynasty to follow, you
sure,
know?
Sure,
but you served that parish as guitarist, high school guitarist, but all the way to parish music director, right?
The last, for the first 20 years, it was pure volunteer work. And then the last 23 years was as the music director of the program.
And during those first years, you were in the corporate world, right?
I was for the first 15 years out of college. And my undergrad degree is actually in business management.
From Wayne State?
From Wayne State University.
Wonderful Detroit University.
And so I began working for a steel service center in the Detroit area in the inside sales department and gradually kind of grew, moved up the ranks and became a, my last position there for the last 5 years was vice president of administration.
Also sounds fancier than I play the organ for Jesus. Okay, fine.
So it was a great place to be exposed to the different departments within the organization, but also things like strategic planning and financial statements and computer systems. And
well, that seems to be exactly what our NPM Association needs, is somebody with that wonderful bishop vision of business world, but also a musical side, you know, a person that's actually been a parish musician.
And interestingly enough, the training in the area of liturgy came from experiences starting back in St. Louis, the St. Louis Convention, the early 80s.
80s,
with
right?
NPM.
I was there.
And experienced, I'll never forget it as long as I live, a single breakout given by Elaine Rendler, Dr. Rendler.
Wow.
And within an hour time period, my whole world was completely transformed.
Wow.
And I knew that there was something more here to this world of liturgy than what I ever imagined.
What'd she tell you?
What she opened my eyes to was that liturgy was not this procedural thing, but that liturgy was about transformation and that inner transformation, that paschal mystery, that continually coming to a deeper understanding of God's compassion and God's mercy. And I was just playing guitar in a folk group. And so
you didn't know how important you were. As only Elaine could do. You know, Dr. Rendler is a master at, you know, just unpacking all these. I did a lot of teaching with her at NPM Institutes.
Absolutely.
And even at Mount St. Mary's one summer. And it was amazing how she could bring these people that were just little guitar players in a folk group or little conductors at a conductor institute into the full understanding of the power of the liturgy.
Absolutely. It opened my eyes to the understanding that liturgy is not a one and done thing, meaning you don't learn liturgy and then you're prepared and ready to go. It's a lifelong learning that goes on. And so that was a big part of my transformation that even had me looking at what would it be like to be a full-time music director, to walk away from the corporate world.
Was that a scary moment?
Oh, three-quarter cut in pay.
I mean, okay, that's a scary moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, on some level, it was quite a stepping out on the ledge and saying, I'm gonna take this step and we'll trust in God that it's going to work. And
we've had a lot of musicians sit in this room on our show and talk about the scariness of like parents who did not want their children to go into music. There's no career here.
My You're father
never
was
make
one of
anything.
Them. Yeah, my father was one of them. He told me he would pay for my college education if I didn't study music, but if I went into business, he would pay for my college.
Wow. Okay.
So I was really steered into the business
well,
world.
I know lots of, I had fabulous organ students whose parents absolutely would not them. There's no way to make money as mm-hmm. a musician. And as somebody who's defied that, but it is tough. We talked about just this as a profession. It's not an easy profession in the sense that you're doing something and being paid for it that whole bunches of people volunteer for.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
It's like, well, you know, is this a job or isn't it a job? You know, my own father would say to me, you know, if I talk about teaching in the school, he got that. even when I would talk about I'm the organist for the St. Louis Symphony, he got that. I'm the music director of the parish.
What's that?
What do you do all day?
Right.
You know, I mean, because the parish from which I grew up, there was no full-time musician. It was a little lady who came in, played a funeral, played a wedding, directed the choir, probably all volunteer, you know, but somehow planted a seed in me as a young kid with some music that led me somewhere to this path. But it's funny to hear you say that because so many of our guests do say that, you know, their entry to the church and to the world of church music was almost backdoored. Or they went into, I was a doctor, and now I'm back to music. Or,
sure.
You know, I found my way to that.
Well, and it's also interesting for me in my journey that I had this experience of the business world for 15 years, then did music ministry for 23 years professionally.
And now here you are, a CEO.
Not understanding fully what was that business thing all about until 23 years later. And I go, oh, that's why all of that business experience happened.
Yeah, so we're all called to something, you know?
Absolutely.
I think it's kind of thrilling. My wife doesn't agree, but I think it's kind of thrilling to turn the page and see what's going on.
Yeah.
If anyone would have ever said I was going to be in a church in California, I would have told them they were crazy, you know? Or
sure.
In a cathedral in Philadelphia. I thought I'd probably finish out my days in St. Louis. Who knew what's on the next page? And there you are,
right.
Moving from Michigan, lock, stock, and barrel, and now live in Washington, D.C., right? Right?
That's correct.
Where NPM is headquartered.
Yep.
So what is it you bring to this association? Why you?
Well, I think I bring a unique blend of that pastoral sense, the experience of music, along with that corporate experience. I remember my days on the board of directors where one of the most fun parts of a board meeting was when the financials were passed out. Because I would dive into the financial statements very quickly to...
Okay, you're just not right. You know?
So that was actually touching something from my past that was very meaningful to me. And so that part of understanding how the corporate world works, and even within our association, there's a tremendous amount of that. And so
well,
I think that's a great
be
balance.
Able to finance... A music association is unbelievable.
Hugely challenging.
I mean,
yes.
I see my own Westminster Choir College. I went there as a grad student, and to see them struggle. But the problem with that college is all the alumni are church musicians.
Right.
You know, so how do you fund an association of musicians who are probably not very well paid and say to them, you've got to support this association? That's a big challenge.
One of the very first things that was on my plate was to convince NPM that NPM is its members. And so because I'm not NPM, you're not NPM, we're all NPM. We have a responsibility to support our association financially as best as we're able. And if everybody does a small share, we're in great shape. But it's when we can't even get the small share going.
Right, exactly.
That makes it
And to be able to look beyond the membership. I always thought that was one of the challenges. I was privileged to be the president of the board for a long while, and that was one of the big challenges, is to get the association to look beyond the membership.
You're spot on.
You know, we're all
Absolutely.
Supposed to chip in, of course, but yet if we're not looking beyond the walls of NPM, we're always going to be nickel and diming our own membership.
And there are those people out there who are looking to support missions that are meaningful. And I believe our mission is hugely meaningful. We're in the process of beginning a branding procedure for NPM where we are looking deeply at who is it that we really are and what is our true mission.
When you think of music in the liturgy, it really touches every soul in the parish.
It does.
Not
That's what we're
the finding. Parish school, not the DRE.
Absolutely.
But music touches everyone at the weekend liturgy.
We're seeing that our mission is really about helping to better the Sunday worship experience. It's about bringing people to a greater encounter with Christ, changing hearts. That's what NPM is really about. And to find those people who can support that mission outside, they don't have to be in the choir.
Right.
They can be just somebody who's moved
exactly.
by music or somebody who's experienced.
Moved by music and
exactly
sees
right.
that. And, you know, that's the challenge of all of us in large churches like a cathedral where you've got to pay for organ and restorations and choir programs and concert series and all the things that go with a big parish. It's a tough job.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a tough job to get these things funded because the arts just don't make money.
They don't.
We spend money. You know, I'm not here to make anyone money. All I do is spend it. Just ask my rector. Well, Steve, what's your biggest hope that you bring to the association?
To move MPM to a place of being able to really fully live out its mission. We've been so strapped financially over the last few years that to be able to remove that, to allow the full breadth of the mission to grow, to be embraced, not only by its members, but by those members who are not members yet,
yes,
those who are meant to
potential,
be members.
Yes, the potential members.
Yes, and that is happening at MPM, and we are really excited about what is developing around us, and part of it is to be very strategic and mindful, and part of it is to get out of the way and let the Spirit of God just lead.
Yes, let it happen. Well, we're going to hear a lot more about the association. We're going to talk about the DMMD, the Division for Full-Time Members, with two more guests joining us in the next segment. But we've got a little music to listen to again now. The Roger Holland piece, tell us about this.
It's called Building Up the Kingdom. It is a piece that will be again used at our Baltimore convention. During our evening of gospel music and prayer, done in an authentic gospel style, we're very, very excited. We're bringing together different gospel choirs from around the Baltimore and D.C. area.
Wonderful.
And doing a performance and an evening of authentic prayer and music.
Well, and NPM is an association that embraces all, and we're going to talk more about that, but just the most recent big convention in Houston was all sorts of other ethnic groups put together.
Yes.
That was amazing. That was the last one I attended. And it was so fun to see all of that come together. And in the D.C. area, there's a whole other ethnic population
yes.
of the African Americans. And
yep.
so this is a wonderful piece, one that we're going to be enjoying in the Baltimore Convention soon. And we will be right back. This is Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio.
Of justice to heal when there is hurt, to touch the untouchable as God did in the flesh. Greater works you said we'll do.
Spreading the gospel to bless and not curse.
This is Music from the Tower, and this is John Romero, your host. And today we are talking about the National Association of Pastoral Musicians. And we heard from the president and CEO, Stephen Petranek. I'm going to say that right if it kills me, Stephen Petranek. And now we're joined by two others who are the leaders in the association as well. Christopher Riley from the New York area.
I am.
And you're with Maryknoll.
I am.
And they're in their headquarters.
The headquarters up in Westchester, yes. The Maryknoll Missionaries, the Catholic Foreign Mission Society of America.
Excellent. And you're the music director.
I am music and liturgy and everything else they throw at me.
Okay. And we also, and you are the president of DMMD.
I am.
And we're going to find out just what on earth that is in just a minute.
An excellent question.
And we just happen to have the vice president. These guys have such fancy titles. The vice president of DMMD, Roy Spicer. And Roy, you are from Southern California.
I am. I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
At the Mission.
I am, Old Mission Santa Barbara.
And you're the music director and organist, choir director, liturgist?
Director of music and liturgy, organizer of all liturgical elements and musical elements for the campus there.
Well, I am so happy to meet you, and I know Christopher from old days in the East Coast.
Yes.
But it's good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a long time, so it's wonderful to have you here. You are both officers in the DMMD division. Well, about 700 years ago, I was the vice president and president of DMMD. Tell our listeners what on earth the DMMD is.
DMMD is a division of NPM. It's the Director of Music Ministries Division, which is a smaller group within the organization that is has a membership of full-time directors of music, liturgists, pastoral ministers, and clergy.
So people who are really the music director in a parish, maybe not the cantor or a choir member, or
people that
just
have
the
committed their life,
just
yes.
the choir director, but somebody who's really leading the parish music program.
People that do the work full time have committed their life to this work.
Well, and that's very different from some of the people in the membership. We talked a little bit with Stephen about the membership of NPM. It is a little different, isn't it? Than many other associations. When you look at the Catholic cathedral musicians, those are all music directors in a cathedral. When you look at AAM, the Association of Anglican Musicians, those are all leaders in the finest Episcopal churches in the country. But NPM's not like that. It's really everybody come, whether you're a cantor who maybe doesn't read music, to a full-time music director in the largest cathedral in the nation. So it does make the association large, but it makes it complicated, doesn't it?
It does.
And so is that how your division came to be?
It did. It was in the 80s, about 10 years after NPM started, and people who had a full-time job in church wanted to know a little more and do a little more, and this division was created for that purpose. So it's a more academically oriented and educationally oriented division within the entire organization.
And so, Roy, how do you attract members to this? We talked to Stephen about just getting membership going in the full association. So where do you find these? In the general membership? Do you bring people into the association through DMMD and then, boom, they're members of the whole thing?
Well, actually, it's opposite. Through the membership of NPM, those that are looking for a higher education or hold a particular position within a parish are invited into the DMMD division, which then offers them many more opportunities of growth.
For education.
For education, such as our colloquium, which we'll speak about. And it was really my journey as an NPM member first, and throughout the years I then qualified, in a sense, to be a member of DMMD, and I have been one for just about 20 years now.
So it really is a different thing to give your life to this ministry rather than I come in on Sunday and I play for one mass at 8 o'clock, or maybe I just am a guitar player in one of the ensembles, or I canter at one of the masses. It's another whole animal to this is my life work, and I give 40-plus hours a week, and I maybe don't make as much as Stephen did in the corporate world, but yet I still am giving my life to the church. And so this is a way of giving back to those people by making an association, a division within the association?
It really, anyone who, in a sense, holds the primary role in their parish of overseeing their music ministry qualifies them for this division.
And so any music director out there ought to be part of this division of the
Correct.
Association.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And what do I get for that? Why am I joining up?
DMMD has a few programs that are different than convention. One happens at convention, which is an institute, which we've been hearing some music from.
Yes, we've heard some of the music we're going to create, and we're
yes.
going to hear more.
And also a winter colloquium, which we just had, and nice warm Las Vegas, and coming from New York from 20 degrees to Las Vegas in 80, we're very happy to be there.
There's another advantage of DMMD. You get warm climate. Okay.
Well, we were fortunate to have Dr. Paul Ford join us, who's the systematic theology and liturgy professor at the local seminary in L.A.
Another one with a fancy title. I've got to get a better title. That's all there is to it.
Who is both as gifted an educator and as animated as he is, he brings so much to everything that he does. But the colloquium is not only a time for study, it's a time for prayer as well. So I put it somewhere between a corporate and spiritual retreat.
Yes, a little retreat for these parish
yes.
musicians.
And we had some wonderful, wonderful liturgies. At evening prayer, I had the opportunity to preach literally to the choir. And it was a nerve-wracking experience, but it was a wonderful experience. And the music made with 80 musicians in a small room, which is a beautiful room with outdoor lighting in a hotel.
Wow.
It was a wonderful experience.
It sounds heavenly. It and it's a chance, of course, for those 80 colleagues to really do a lot of sharing. A lot of the learning happens at the table, not just at the sessions, right?
And the cocktails after
right,
dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah. We had a bowling alley. Some of us went bowling every day.
That sounds fun. Well, it sounds like a lot of learning happened. Tell us a little bit about what Dr. Ford shared.
Dr. Ford is just an amazing wealth of information. We studied the stages of the Roman Missal and the differences of the Roman Missal that he has collected over his, I mean, it seems like he just dedicates his whole entire life to study all of these differences. What differences are we doing? What differences aren't we really aware of that should be done? What do the instructions tell us about liturgy and music and the sacraments? Basically, we studied a lot about the different sacraments in the Paschal Mystery, in looking at them right from the page, comparing them with other documents. And then a wonderful experience for me personally is then we are able to Q&A with him of things that maybe we hadn't talked on, and they would come up from some of the other pastor musicians or liturgists, theologians, priests, clergy that were there.
So to take these rather heady topics and be able to move it into the practical.
And really
be able
break
to
them
take
open.
Take home something that
exactly.
Will make my job better and my parish more rich.
One of his best lines was worrying about implementing things from Vatican II. He said, we haven't implemented from the Council of Trent yet, never mind Vatican II.
Yeah.
So we actually went back to 500 years before Vatican II up to the current day, and mm-hmm. a lot of information.
It's not there yet.
And he's very generous in sharing his documents and information with us.
Wow, sounds wonderful. I'm so sorry I wasn't there, and hopefully I will be at the next one. But this particular week, I was strapped to the organ bench trying to get ready for a program, but it just sounds wonderful. So, Stephen, is this an important division in this association?
Absolutely. This is we refer to the DMMD as the professional arm of the association, but we're actually in the process, in addition to looking at the brand and image of NPM and its mission and kind of exploring all of that, we're doing the same thing with DMMD. We're looking at what is it that DMMD needs to be providing to our membership? What is it that we need to be providing to DMMD? It's this kind of symbiotic relationship that we're looking to nurture and grow. And we had a couple of board meetings this week with DMMD, and the ideas that are being generated and coming forth, I think, are exactly for our association heading in a wonderful direction, especially in the area of education, which is what DMMD can bring, and in the world of mentoring for young musicians or inexperienced musicians or who just need somebody to support them and walk with them.
Well, and that was always the challenge. You know, I was in the early days of DMMD. I was on the very first board of directors and became the second president of that association, that division. But it was always the balance between, are we just a country club mentality where we only service our members, or was this the group of members that was actually going to be able to make a great difference, not only to the association, but also make a difference in the church in America? Was this the group that was going to be able to somehow unify the music making in this country and bring it to the higher level? Or were we just worried about ourselves and our little retreat for us and our learning time for us? Or how do we share that? How do we mentor those who perhaps are working in the corporate world but also are going to be serving in the church? How do we serve them? You know, it's a big job, and tackling that, it sounds like it's still part of the deal.
I think it's more of a both and than a if or. As a DMMD member for about 20 years, the same as Roy, I've been called an elitist more than once, but I don't think that's the worst thing. I don't think it was meant well, but you have to have people who know things in order to share them, and share them with others and bring them to others and hopefully bring everything back to your parishes and your communities.
Well, that's been the fun thing about having this Music from the Tower show, frankly, is having all these people in the studio and learning about them and where their gifts came from. You know, who gave it to them in the first place? Hearing great organists like Paul Jacob find out who planted that seed in him, who gave that to him, and now he gets to give it away to the students of the Juilliard School. How that happens in a parish. In our own parish, we have organ scholars. We have wonderful children's choirs in which, you know, we're hoping to plant those seeds that they're going to give as an adult member of our Catholic Church, you know, and so planting those seeds in other young musicians who hopefully are going to be called to the church, planting those seeds in people who will be the ones who replace us. You know, somehow someone gave these things to us, and now to be able to give them away to someone else is a pretty exciting thing. Well, we're going to take a little time out to hear a little bit of music from this actual colloquium.
This was a recording for our Taizé prayer called Nada Te Torbe, which is a prayer of St. Teresa, I believe. And it's in Spanish. And one of our members leapt to her feet and decided to sing the verses, and it was the most glorious experience.
And that member just happened to be our dear friend Ofari.
Ofari from the cathedral in Newark.
In Newark. And so we will be right back. This is a little bit of Taizé prayer from the DMMD Institute in Las Vegas. You're listening to Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio. And welcome to the final segment of today's Music from the Tower. We have Stephen Petranak right here from the CEO, the president of NPM. We have Christopher Riley, the president of the DMMD division. And we also have Roy Spicer, the vice president of DMMD. We've been talking a lot about the association. I'd like to spend these last few minutes together talking about church music in general. Where is it going? Is there really a career here? Are there going to be more DMMDs? Are there less people being employed by the church? Are there talented people coming through universities and colleges to take these roles? Or is this kind of a dying thing? What about the organ? Are there still organists? And NPM, is it an association of guitar players? Are there organists in your ranks? Are there traditionalists in your ranks? Are there cathedral musicians? Tell me about all of this in 5 minutes or less. Go ahead, Stephen, you start.
So NPM has kind of a new motto of sorts, although it's existed for the duration of the association, and that is that if you are a pastoral musician, you belong at NPM. So all of those different delineations of types of pastoral musicians, the answer is yes. All of them belong at NPM. Now, does that make it complicated to be able to reach out and be relevant to all of those different types of musicians? Absolutely. But that's our challenge as an association, and we take that on head on.
Well, and you not only have DMMD divisions, but you have sections. You have those people who just sort of are interested in chant or piano or the organ or choral directing. Also ethnic divisions, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Hispanic divisions?
Yep.
Or sections, I suppose.
Correct. Intersections, yes.
How about it, Christopher? Is there a future in church music?
Well, living in New York, we have some wonderful music schools, and we have a plethora of musicians, young musicians. But there's no liturgical training, so that's the issue there. We can walk down Fifth Avenue and hit 14 churches that have full-time music programs, but do they all know the prayer aspect of it is my question. I think NPM can very well survive doing a similar model to what we've been doing, but with new things and new thoughts and new outlooking projects.
And we want to hear about some of those new projects. Roy, what do you think? Is there a future in church music?
I absolutely think there is, and I think it's the way we look at it today. I work in a mission church run by the Franciscans. We sit on a big hill in Santa Barbara, and we have maybe 3 or 4 tour buses every Sunday pull up from people from all over the world getting off a cruise ship out in our ocean.
So you have a way to touch people that you never see again.
And it becomes, it's an element of evangelization for them when they walk in the front door and they hear the music wrapped in the ritual and the liturgy. I've talked to many people that say, I have never experienced something like that in my whole entire life.
We hear that all the time here at Christ Cathedral, people coming to visit us, and they say, well, I've never heard a choir like this. I've never heard the proper song. I've never heard any chant. I've never heard any of these things that you're doing on a weekly basis.
And so the other side of this is, you know, the other comment is, boy, I wish I had that at my parish. And NPM, that's the door. And I wish I could get the names of the musicians at those parishes and say, let me contact them because I know exactly what we could do for them.
Right. Or they could come to a convention or a conference.
Correct.
So, Steve, what are some of the things on the horizon that you've got conventions, you've got conferences? What's new? How are you going to attract these other millions of parish musicians out there? Or let's say people making music in parishes. Sometimes the word musician is a strong word for what's really going on in many of our parishes. We talked earlier about I was the music director in the Diocese of Philadelphia. I had 300 parishes under my care, and probably 30 of those had a stellar music program, and the other 3 million did not, you know, and trying to affect that, trying to have educational programs, having diocesan choirs and children's choirs and other ways, concert series, anything I could do to spur these musicians on to excellence was a challenge for me, as it just in my own little microcosm. How are you doing it on a national scene?
So, John, we could have used the entire time for this radio program to share about the new things going on at NPM, and I'm wonderfully excited about all of the new programs and initiatives that are taking place. Just a couple of them. We have a tremendous Baltimore convention that's coming up, very well planned, some very unique new things that we're
bringing to the convention.
Bringing to the convention. We have the next year is in Raleigh, North Carolina. And
where there's a brand new cathedral?
Yes, that's right. And already the planning that is going into Raleigh is making that experience a very unique NPM convention experience. So we're excited about those programs. We have kind of new life that has been breathed into the colloquium and have a vision for the colloquium being a much bigger part of what goes on at NPM. We have always struggled at NPM to find within itself its ability to mentor young people. Now, there are great programs that have existed in mentoring young pastoral musicians, MMA and the St. John's program and St. Meinrad and others, but NPM has not had its own program. And just this year, we have two new programs for younger members of our association. One is called the One Call. It's a brand new program. It's running at the end of June. It'll be our inaugural event for bringing together youth and giving them a full week experience of what is this world of pastoral liturgy. And so we're enormously excited with that initiative. But there's a second initiative that is equally as important, and that is it's called our Emerging Leaders Institute that we're offering in Baltimore. And it is an institute that is designed for those people who are brand new to the world of pastoral music ministry, perhaps those who are just leaving college and have found themselves in their first position, their first year or two within running music programs, to give them an institute where we can not only help them with some of those initial challenges of recruitment and creating budgets and working with challenging, difficult people, which happens at times within our work, but to also allow them to meet with mentors, those of us who have been in music ministry for very, you know, great lengths of time, so that we can help them learn a little bit more quickly just what this work is all about. Wonderful initiatives.
Those sound very exciting. And for anybody listening who is interested in the association itself, it's npm.org, right?
Yes, npm.org.
And so they can find out all sorts of things on the website.
And it's a new website. It's a website that we have put a ton of energy into in the last year.
There are resources on there for
absolutely
planning as
planning
well.
Resources. There's resources that that we're giving podcasts, videos, training videos for those parishes that perhaps are located in rural areas and can't easily find that kind of education. We're providing that now on our website.
And you have to be a member to access that portion of the website?
Yes.
So you got to be a member out there, radio listeners.
So we're looking to grow NPM and allow it to better fulfill its mission.
Certainly. So as you approach your parish musicians this weekend, the first question you ask after you compliment them on their beautiful music making is, are you a member of this NPM that I heard about on Music from the Tower? You want to find that out. And maybe you want to sponsor them in their year of membership if you have not, if the answer is no, I'm not. So get out there, folks, and support your parish musicians. And what a pleasure it's been to have all three of you on the show today. This is great. We've had the president of the DMMD. We've had the vice president of the DMMD, Chris Riley and Roy Spicer. And we've had the head honcho himself, Stephen Patronak.
John,
am so happy to get to meet you.
It has been a pure pleasure to be here.
It's wonderful to have all three of you on the show today. And we're going to end this segment with another piece that's going to be performed this summer at the convention. Tell us about this Sanctus.
It's a Sanctus from a mass setting, which is, I believe, five movements by Cassanet. This is the Sanctus. It's a glorious, glorious piece of music. And the whole Mass setting will be done at the Institute in Baltimore.
The Salve Regina.
Salve Regina Mass,
Salve
right?
Regina Mass, yes.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to perform this. This is a work and a composer I've not heard anything about. And I'm 700 years old, so I've got a lot to learn at the NPM convention this summer. Well, my friends, it has been an absolute joy to have you on the show.
Likewise.
Thanks
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Taking a little time out to be with us on Music from the Tower. And until our next episode, I encourage you all to get out and listen to live performance of some great music. This is Music from the Tower, your host, John Romeri, and this is Relevant Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next time.